With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Federal appeals court ruling Border Patrol agents cannot cut razor wire that Texas installed on the U.S.-Mexico border in the town of Eagle Pass, which has become the center of the state's aggressive measures to curb migrant crossings. Here's correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The decision by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals is a victory for Texas in a long-running rift over immigration policy with the Biden administration, which has also sought to remove floating barriers installed on the Rio Grande. Texas has continued to install razor wire along its roughly 1,200-mile border with Mexico over the past year. In a 2-to-1 ruling, the court issued an injunction blocking Border Patrol agents from damaging the wire in Eagle Pass. In response to the ruling, Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott posted on the social platform X, quote, "We continue adding more razor wire border barrier." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNNews.com, the 2024 Atlantic hurricane season officially comes to a close Saturday, and for many, that can't get here quick enough.
The season saw 11 hurricanes compared to the average 7. The storms caused billions of dollars in damage with deaths and destruction hundreds of miles from where the storms came ashore in the U.S. Gulf Coast. Hurricane Beryl became the first Category 4 hurricane to form in the month of June. In September, Hurricane Helene caused catastrophic damage across the southeastern U.S. And in October, Hurricane Milton's wind speeds hit a screaming 180 miles per hour. Rich Thomason reporting.
Heavy snowstorm in South Korea. Authorities in Seoul say the city had 11 inches of snow Thursday, one person dead. More bodies buried under the mud have been found now in eastern Uganda, bringing the death toll from the landslides to at least 20. Heavy rains had triggered the landslides that engulfed at least 6 villages. This is SRN News. A post-election analysis of the people who voted for President Trump.
It comes from the Pew Research Center, and it finds that those who cast their ballot for Mr. Trump, be they Republicans, independents, or even Democrats, are more conservative on social issues than the general population, or even than the president himself in some cases. Over 90% of them do not accept transgenderism. 60% believe people should emphasize marriage and family, and 89% favor legal gun ownership. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Boise State has pulled out of the Mountain West Women's College volleyball tourney rather than play San Jose State that has a male on the team. Boise State releasing a statement. The decision to not continue to play in the tourney was not an easy one. We should not have to forego this opportunity while waiting for a more thoughtful and better system that serves all athletes. This is SRN News.
Retailers in the U.S. and some other countries try to seduce customers with promises of bigger discounts on Black Friday. It's the sales event that still reigns as the unofficial kickoff of the holiday shopping season. Inflation in the 20 countries that use the euro currency rose in November. The European Union's Harmonized Index of Consumer Prices rose 2.3%, up from 2% in October. Russia's ruble is sagging against other currencies, complicating the Kremlin's efforts to keep consumer inflation under control with one hand, even as it overheats the economy with spending on the war against Ukraine with the other. On Wall Street, an abbreviated session saw the Dow gain 188 points, finishing at 44,910. The Nasdaq was up 157 points, closing at 19,218. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jeremy House.
More details at srnnews.com.